can turn the world on with a smile. You can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile. Well, it's your girl and you should know it. Each glance and every little movement you show it.
Love is all around.
No need to fake it.
You can never it down.
Why don't you take it? You're gonna make it after all.
Hey everybody, it's me, Rose. Going to be talking a little quiet in this episode because it's Sunday, and even though it's a beautiful day outside, I think my upstairs neighbors are home. And, you know, it's also a beautiful day outside, which means I've got the blinds pulled up. I'm looking outside at the sun, letting it wash over me in this room. But, it doesn't mean that there won't be visitors from the parking lot. So, you know, I don't really want to draw a lot of attention to myself while I talk to y'all. So I wanted to do a quick little update. So how's little Rose been? What since the whole clown pussy shoving match and the whole what's nots there on Wednesday? It's weird. It's weird. I spent the whole, hang on a second. I don't know why I had to clue you into the fact that I just had to pull my earbuds out because I realized I felt like I was in a swimming pool, leaving them in. My neighbors upstairs last night were partying, but they stopped by 11 p.m. Okay, maybe I should be pausing more often instead of just randomly singing. Okay, so Thursday, the day after, oh, that post-apocalyptic nuclear nightmare movie from, anyway, look it up. Look up a day after, or the day after. You know, some parents wouldn't allow their children to watch that movie when it aired on TV. I think I wasn't supposed to watch it, but of course I did. Look, I'd already been reading. Well, we'll get to that in a little bit. I'm all over the place. Did I mention maybe I should be pausing? I'm not going to pause. Fuck no. No sleep till Brooklyn. So Thursday, I decided, you know, hey, I'm allowed to feel like shit, so I'm just not gonna make myself feel bad about it, and I'm just gonna do whatever the fuck I feel like doing. And apparently that was pacing a lot, and being super pacing a lot, and waiting for Amazon to deliver my security camera, which weirdly made me feel good knowing about that. And I watched a documentary called Danny Says, which is about this guy that just really had his hands in a lot of some of the most interesting to me bands in music and culture and just weird stuff and Warhol and whatever. And I read a whole lot of this book called It's by Alice Hoffman, and it's called The Museum of Extraordinary Things. It's from my book club that I have on Thursday evening. That's right. I'm going to be fucking brave and go to a book club that starts at 6:30, which means it probably won't end until 8 or 8:30. If I know how my book nerds at that specific library like to talk about books, and I sure do. I mean, this is a different book club. I don't know if I'm going to know anybody in this one. It meets at the same library as my classic book club does, but this is a book that reads, I think, more contemporary stuff. Anyway, who cares about that? We all do. But I'm not going to describe the book. Just go ahead and look it up if you're curious. Museum of Extraordinary Things by Alice Hoffman. It's kind of the perfect book for me to be reading right now. What with the whole tying in the whole idea of circus freaks and turn of the century or early 20th century photography and labor rights and the shirtwaist fire, you know, when that garment factory caught on fire and so many people died because, they were locked in at work. So when they wanted to use the fire escape door to get out, they couldn't. They were locked in. And of course, the owners of that factory that burned, they were on the top floor, and they gingerly walked across from their rooftop as the tar on their own roof was burning and people were dying inside and jumping from the windows. The business owners were walking over to another building's roof to safety. So kind of like hits everything perfectly for me, you know? It's got the labor, it's got the photography, it's got the circus freaks, it's got the historical fiction, it's got dream sequences. Who doesn't love a dream sequence? Not a dream sequence, just she talks about her dreams. It's a great book. So that's a lot of what I did. Well, no, I didn't really read on Thursday because I couldn't concentrate. That's a surprise. But yeah, I just treated myself like really, really gingerly and nicely. I think I cooked for myself. Yeah, that's kind of what I did, but I didn't do, I mean, I had some crying boohoo time, but like that's the first time that a stranger has put their hands on me in a violent way in maybe 20 years, no, almost 20 years. You know, I had a whole bunch of stuff happen before then, just back to back to back to back to back. And I've certainly had a lot of shitty bullying work environments and situations and all like that since then. I don't know. I don't know why I'm not freaking out more. It's like, dang it, why aren't I freaking out more? I think I don't have any more freaks to out, you know? Like I've been through and I've been through so much in general in my life. And then the past few years have just been really rapid fire kooky pants or horrible crisis despair. And I'm just tuckered, you know, I'm kind of tuckered out from the whole thing. So yeah, that was the day after. And I knew I had to go back to the scene of the crime, on Friday to pick up some prescriptions. Cause I just didn't feel like dealing with it Thursday when my friend and I went to the grocery store that I was on my way to when all that shit happened. I could have picked up my prescriptions then, but it's like, I just want to get home as quickly as possible and with all my insurance stuff. And it's the first time I was getting stuff filled at the pharmacy. Why am I going off on this? Does it help that I'm saying it in this voice? No, not really. But it was just more than I wanted to deal with. So I had to get back in the saddle again, jump back on that bike. I don't ride horses or bikes. So fuck those metaphors with that giant crowbar. So yeah, Friday I had to go back to the scene of the crime and I was super nervous and I wore my Thunder Cunt t-shirt. Thunder Cunt. There needs to be a song, a Thunder Cunt song. You know, hey, I didn't mention this. Hey, on Wednesday, International Women's Day, Clown Pussy Day, I was wearing a t-shirt for the band called Bottom, which is this all-female metal-ish kind of sludge band from the 90s that I saw. And the t-shirt just says Bottom, and I forget, like it has like a heart with like a music thing, whatever, in the middle. And it says Bottom, heavy as fuck. And so that's what I was wearing under my hoodie for Women's Day. Like, yes. So Friday I wore my Thunder Cunt t-shirt thinking like, hey, second time's the charm in terms of wearing a feminist t-shirt hidden by a hoodie. I'll pretend I'm a superhero. It didn't go badly at all, actually. I got super lucky in that one of my bus buddies was at the bus stop, this guy named Charles, who is older. And usually has his beautiful retired greyhound rescue dog named Derby with him. But Derby recently passed. So I gave Charles a big hug. it was awesome. Like, he wanted a big hug from me. It's like, he's somebody that I've just kind of chatted with, you know, like once every, sometimes I'd see him, you know, once a week. Sometimes I wouldn't see him for months because he's had a lot of health issues. He's had a lot going on. So that was just really nice. We talked about Derby and just everything that he'd been going through. And it was just like a really, really nice distraction. He's so smart, and he's had such an interesting life just in the little bits that I've talked with him. He has done a lot of gay rights activism. So like, he knew what I was, you know, talking about, like on the East Coast doing stuff with the ACT UP, because he had done stuff here in Portland, and he's done a lot of disability rights things. And he's just amazing. He kicks out the jams, motherfucker. And he's probably at least 10 years older than I am. So he's in his 60s. So we talked on the bus, and then I was going to Freddy's, the pharmacy, and he was going to go someplace else, but he decided to keep walking and talking with me to Freddy's. And we just started talking about, like, you know, oh, the world, oh, what a world we live in right now. And that's when I said, hey, do you want to hear how I spent International Women's Day? Because I wasn't going to say anything, because it's like, his dog had just died, and that was like sad. And so we had a big, big talk about pouring one out for the homie Derby. But Charles wanted to hear all about it. And so I told him, and we talked more about some other stuff that he's been through, which I'll just leave at that, because everybody's not my story to tell. And he's like, look, let me give you my phone number. I really would like to get the chance to know you better, you know. And like, he has a lot of, his whole life has changed now that Derby is gone. You know, he doesn't have, there's no one waiting for him when he goes home anymore. And he now has more time to just go out, because he doesn't have to worry about taking Derby with him or not. So he suddenly, I think, is looking to get out more. And so, yeah, I got his number. I asked what he preferred in terms of talking or texting and all of that, because we all come from different places, and especially generation-wise, and have everybody's got their personal preferences, blah, blah. And looks like next week we are going to go see the Rodin exhibit at the Portland Art Museum. I know. I get to have an art date with a 60-something gay fella. That's pretty much like a perfect thing for me. Like, I don't know. I'm pretty stoked about this potential new friend. Pretty stoked about it, because I don't really have any art buddies, for lack of a better way of putting it. Like, he's an actual painter. You know, he's somebody. Like, I was telling him about this comedian that I like, Laurie Kilmartin, who was just talking about, like, painting the same canvas, you know, blue, just as a way of relaxing until she got the perfect blue. And he mentioned this artist, Rothko, who I'm familiar with. And he goes, oh, that's like something Rothko would do. And I was like, oh, yeah. And then we just immediately, like, started talking. And it's just, I don't know, it's nice. Somebody who's going to get my, like, art and literature references and stuff, because he's also a super reading kind of person. So I don't know, having people like that in my world really encouraged me to be more like that myself, which is kind of the way that I really like to be. I really like book clubs. I really like museums. Really not so fond of the actual world. So it's nice to have another arty nerd. Oh, that sounds so lame to even say out loud. I said arty nerd. How else can I say it? Bon vivant? Another smart guy? I don't know that I'm smart, and I'm not a guy. Somebody who questions and seeks and wants to learn things? I know a lot of people who do that, but they don't care about paintings and writers. Oh, well, there you go. There's also this thing here in Portland, $5 Arts for All, which is how we're going to be able to go to the museum for $5 rather than spend like fucking 20 or 25 insane dollars to go to a museum. That's so fucked up. But there's also all these like chamber music shows and other theater shows and orchestra shows and blah, blah, blah that I would like to go to, because believe it or not, I will pretty much go to any kind of cultural event just for the sake of experiencing it. Plus, the great thing about cultural events, you always get to sit down and they start on time. My days of clubs are done so long ago. And he does that too. So I'd actually have somebody to do that with. Because my other friends either work at night or don't have the time. You know, he's a loner like me. He has friends. He has a full life. He's better than me in that regard. But yeah, so there you go. I'm kind of excited about that. I didn't get back on the horse or back on the bike, but I got back in my boots and it went okay. And then, yesterday I just read about 150 pages or so of my book. Oh, Friday I also went to the pub in my neighborhood for some chili cheese fries and a soda. And Doug was not there. Doug, I don't think anybody likes Doug, and I don't think he goes there as much anymore. So it's very, very much more enjoyable. And I like the new bartender a lot more. I've mentioned her before, the one that kind of looks like Megan Fox but sounds like Lori Petty. She's a lot nicer and more interesting to talk to than the previous one. The previous one was nice, but I just like this one better. We talk about gardening and books, things that we're reading and stuff. I think I'm going to loan this book to her when I'm done because I think she's going to really like it. So yeah, that was all. It was all like, it was a nice day. It was kind of like I was hyper vigilant when I went back to the scene of the crime, like the entire time that I was in Fred Meyer's, and when I was talking to Charles, I was like making sure that like Creepster wasn't around, and I paid attention when I got on and off the bus and blah, blah, blah. But it was good. And today I had to go back there again to get the rest of my grocery shopping done. And I kind of, you know, like, it's a shitstorm in America here under Steve Bannon's America. And we're going to get to it in a little bit. I know everybody talks about Trump's America. But look, it's Steve Bannon's America. It's the fucking alt-right. It's the racist. Like, yeah, Trump happens to be the president. But it's Steve Bannon and the world of Alex Jones and just all those creepy, creepy men that are calling the shots. And so I kind of just have to think about that every day when I go out in the world and like how to deal with it, because I probably am going to get cussed at again and shoved or followed or threatened or intimidated or whatever. Like I just have to recognize that that's just how it is now. And I don't want to go through what I went through again on Wednesday. Take a picture if I can of somebody who's doing it, but beyond that, don't interact with them at all. Just let it be someone else's problem, which is a weird, weird, weird thing for me to think or say or do, to realize that it's like that dirtbag. We'll just use him as an example. There's nothing there for me to fix. There's nothing there for me to change. Me interacting with him made not one fucking difference in terms of what kind of person he's going to be or whether or not he's going to do that again. Absolutely made no iota of difference, except he ended up, you know, getting even more in my face and filming me and following me and shoving me. So, yeah, there's kind of like no point in standing up for myself when my personal safety is involved, because taking care of my personal safety is really the best way to stand up for myself. And again, it's a real new approach I'm going to have to take. Because like I said, it's not like I'm not used to bullshit. It's not like I'm not used to getting bullied or people having a problem with my appearance or the fact that I'm a lady. But the difference is not that I have to say, yes, sir, can I please have another? But the difference is, like, I just want to vacate the situation as soon as possible and get the fuck out and let it be somebody else's problem. Let somebody else be the target next. You know, there's that thing that everybody likes to post on Facebook. First they came for the blah blah, and then I said nothing. Then they came for the igloos, and then I said nothing. Then they came for the garages, and then I said nothing. I know it's all sorts of other, like, ethnic groups, but I'm just using buildings and structures instead, because really that's kind of how we treat each other. You know, like, you pee on the side of a building, you shove a person on the street. What's the difference? Where was I going with that? Oh, but yeah, here's the thing. First, they did come for all that shit, but they also came for me since I was a teenager and still coming now. Oh, my neighbor's upstairs. And there's just no point. There's just no point. So yeah, walking back from the bus stop today. Again, we had a second sunny day. Oh my God, it's insane. We had two sunny days. And so my hair is like extra super bright and neon in the sunny weather. And I saw one of my neighbors walking her dog, and I was so glad to see her, because I'd seen these posters of this little lost dog, and I thought it was her dog, and I was like, oh no, neighbor lady's dog is missing, and she's always so sweet. Like, sometimes she's wearing a leopard robe, and I think I've mentioned her before. We'll, like, compliment each other on whatever the other one is wearing when we see each other, as her dog is crapping on the grass. And so I saw her with her dog, and I told her that same thing, like, oh, I feel bad now for whoever did lose their dog, but I'm so glad it's not your dog, because here's your dog right here. And she was super excited about my hair, because again, it was glowing, like I'm letting that little light shine. And she's like, oh, your hair looks so good, I'm going to have to go back home and put on a different wig, because she likes wigs. She's African American. She has a wide array of wigs. I'm so jealous of people who get to wear wigs. Like, I know it's not something necessarily people want to do, because it adds a whole level of, like, hotness to your head. Like, you're wearing, like, a wool cap, which is why I don't wear wigs myself. But it seems like a fun thing to be able to do, to just change your look all the time. So, yeah, there's that, you know. Just let it be somebody else's problem, but have really fucking awesome hair. And back to what I was saying before about it being Steve Bannon's America, and about, you know, what I went through. Oh, like I went through a fucking war. The bullshit that happened on Wednesday is just it's the new normal now. I mentioned before that I've been, like, looking at this local website called Nextdoor. You know, where people post stuff that they're giving away or about crimes. And sorry that my voice is suddenly getting raspy. But you know, like, man, there's, like I said, there's tons of cars that get stolen and broken into around here. That's, like, every single fucking day, like at least two or three in one, either my neighborhood or one of the 10 surrounding neighborhoods. There's a car break-in and theft every single day. But apparently, last night on Southeast 33rd, between Clinton and Powell, which is about six long blocks, about maybe half a mile, somebody or buddies just spray painted swastikas on houses, fences, pickup trucks, cars, just went on a swastika spraying spree last night. That's awesome. You know, I guess, like, I know a Jewish community center, like one of ours was threatened, just like, a bunch of others have been this week. But now, just randomly through the neighborhood, that's going on. And so looking at the Nextdoor site kind of led me to the my new favorite Twitter stream. Oh, people, you have to follow @PDXAlerts. Or else you're just not living life. If you really want to see what's going on in Portland, And it's funny. I went to go look at it because, like I said, somebody had linked to it from the next door site. Hang on, I'm trying something different here, and I want to see if it's actually working while I'm switching screens. It is. Okay, sorry about that. So yeah, the first thing that I saw on the PDX Twitter feed, and this was like the same day, and around the exact same, 11:41 a.m. So this was right either before or after he shoved me in Powell's. It says, Portland police to Southeast Main 37th caller reporting an unknown male following her around, throwing rocks at her, and making sexual comments. Southeast Main is one block over from where I was on Hawthorne. So this happened one block away, either right before or right after I was at Powell's. And then what happened on the sidewalk afterwards at Fred Meyer. So yeah, apparently that's what that guy was doing that day. Cause I'm going to guess it was probably the same motherfucker. I'm going to guess that making sexual comments probably involved the word pussy. Maybe she didn't get clowned because she wasn't a redhead. I don't know. I can't speak for everything. Let's see if let's take a look over at PDX alerts right now while I'm recording this and see if there's anything happening in my exciting city. Oh, look at this. Over on North Greeley and Interstate, there's a report of three cars driving on the bike path towards a large homeless camp. How nice. We've got three dudes in cars just going to go plow into a homeless camp. That's cool. Let's see. And I apologize if the sound is going to get weird while I'm reading this. And I don't even know why I'm reading this. It's not like you can't go read it yourself. But like, are you going to go read it yourself? I don't know. But there was one here that's really, really, really awesome. Oh, yeah, there was a Broadway bridge jumper. That's no good. There's a lot of bridge jumpers here, which they don't really ever put in the newspaper because they don't want to encourage more like copycat suicides and suicide attempts. Oh, this is nice. 7 hours ago, there was a report of 20 bikers jumping one guy, and one of the bikers had a crowbar. Avoid the area. Yeah, okay. I guess that makes sense. Avoid the area. And damn it, there was one that was like really, really good, and now I can't find it. I already sent that one to Sanchez, so I'm not going to read that one. I'm going to pause. Hang on. Okay, I can't believe I'm going to do this. But I'm just really entertained by all of these, so I'm going to go ahead and do it. For reference, there used to be this book, I think it might have come out in the 70s, but I didn't discover it until like the mid-80s, and it's called Wisconsin Death Trip. And it's basically all these news clippings of random crimes and incidents and things in this one tiny Wisconsin town at the turn of the century. And you read them all deadpan, it's just like, oh my God, people are crazy. Like, you know, like, for example, it'd be like, Mrs. Jones heard voices in her head and lay down by the railroad tracks, you know, or just random things like that. And so reading this PDX Alerts Twitter stream kind of really reminds me of that. So here's a couple of good ones. Portland police responding to report of a male dancing around and swinging a knife. Avoid the area. Portland police in Woodstock area looking for a suspect reported to be high on hallucinogens, walking around threatening people with a pencil. Yeah. Responding to Stanford's restaurant, report of a male dancing in the parking lot with his pants down. Yeah. A suspicious male, possibly drunk and or high, quote unquote, doing karate in the middle of the intersection. A male standing in the lanes of traffic, blocking lanes and yelling at no one. And hang on, there was one more. There was one like really, really good one that I know I keep saying that I'm going to find. Here we go. These are my two favorite ones from 2 days ago, back to back. One The police report to Jackson's food store, report of a male pulling, quote unquote, his junk out of his pants and trying to get cars to run him over. Let's repeat that. Some guy was pulling his junk out of his pants and trying to get cars to run him over. Okay, so that happened. And then also, downtown at Northwest 6th and Davis, which is an area that I walk around a lot, there's a report of a female walking in the traffic lanes, pulling up her dress and rubbing dog feces all over herself. Let's repeat that again. She was walking, a female walking in the traffic lanes, pulling up her dress and rubbing dog feces all over herself. Now, I can't necessarily say that this shit is on the rise, as people are just completely cracking from the strain of not knowing what the fuck is going on in our country and what the fuck would happen if suddenly Putin or anybody decided to declare war, because really, our pants would be collectively down. We'd be collectively pulling out our junk and begging somebody to run us over. So I don't really know if this is on the increase, or now I just have the joy of being aware of it. But yeah, it's a reminder of just fucking let it be somebody else's problem. Let me just go about, get my shit done when I need to go out in the world, and then come back home again. And, I haven't set up that camera quite yet. Because, you know, I'm just not in the mood to tackle any kind of new technology right now. It'll happen this week. It'll happen. But here's the thing. Because I spoke with one of the staff persons, whatever, I spoke with Alejandro about it, like, in the parking lot, that means any of my neighbors probably already heard me say that I was getting a security camera. And they also, like I said, have been spoken to about, you know, fuck off. And so yesterday, I think it was, was looking outside just because, like, the weather was clearing. And so it's like normally I look outside and then I notice, like, oh, it's the two of the new neighbors who moved in upstairs, replacing the urban family myth. One was like boy and girl. One was like rushing to greet the other, you know, and like hug and kiss in the parking lot. And then suddenly, like, the boy stopped, and he stopped and like was looking around, like, are we being watched? Like, is this on camera? And I'm like, aw, I'm gonna have a kiss camera. Look, they're already paranoid about it, even though it's not even up yet. That's fun. I'm a cunt. I still have anger issues. I'm not gonna lie. But I have been sleeping with LED camp lights in the windows. They're kind of bright. Not in my specific bedroom window, but the second bedroom window, and then out in the living room, so it can be seen through the curtains. Just cause I feel safer with it not looking like I'm asleep, I guess, or something. Yeah, like I said, things feel very, very fucked right now. One thing, like I said, cars are just getting broken into like crazy. Then there's just the campers that set up and drive around from place to place, boosting whatever they can, and leaving feces and crap everywhere. It's like, it's still real, you know, picture perfect in a lot of areas, but like the super cheap grocery store where I would go to get things super cheap, where I was already feeling kind of creeped out because of the giant homeless camps around there. After what happened last week, I'm not in any hurry to go there by myself. I don't need the risk. I'd rather spend a little bit extra money and go without as much food than worry about getting punched in the face at the bulk aisle bin, you know, and then have some cop tell me, oh, well, you should shop with another person, because apparently, you know, women aren't supposed to be out alone by themselves and expect to feel safe. Yeah, I still have a lot of anger about that. That's where I am. That's where I am. I still have a lot of anger, but I'm still being very chipper. I saw one of my other bus buddies in the grocery store today. and said hello to her. She's elderly. She's really kind of annoying. But she's so well-meaning. And again, I'm just super responsive to any other lone person. So it's like, oh, here's her friendly face. She's not punching me. She's not shoving me. She's not calling me clown pussy. I will accept the fact that she's annoying. And because that's, at least she's safe. Oh, Sanchez, I'm sorry this isn't much of an episode, but I kind of wanted to wrap up and let you know where I was since all of that happened on Wednesday. And it's fucked up here in America. Can you please find a Canadian for me to marry in Vancouver or Victoria? I know I'm being very specific with, I'm being a beggar with my choosing or whatever, gift horse mouth, you know, all that shits. Cause I don't want to stay here in America. I don't like it. Oh, the other good news, the credit cards that I've paid off, one of them has extended and given me even more credit. So I have a whole lot of debt that I could create if I wanted to, by just up and going somewhere. Things, choices, So that's where I am, Sanchez. I'm still angry. I'm not freaked out. I just know to expect the worst, and I'm super fucking jaded about it. That's exactly what it is. I know to expect the worst, and I'm super fucking jaded about it. It's like I could see some guy just like whip his dick out on the bus and start jerking off, and I'd be like, yep, this is just like I'm like back in D.C. in 1981. Although I never actually saw somebody on the bus doing it. In Berkeley, though, I'd see like guys on the street doing it. But yeah, you know, humanity has always been shitty. We're just seeing a different mutation of it. But it's... The big difference is the kind of crime and stuff that I dealt with in inner city DC was the kind that people would just write off and excuse away with, well, of course you're seeing that. Look what neighborhood you're in DC. You know, that neighborhood where the girl prostitutes work, that neighborhood where the boy prostitutes work, both neighborhoods where drugs and every other kind of sexual activity and business is rampant. And so of course those things would happen there is kind of the thought. And the same thing with me being held up at gunpoint in Oakland and a bookstore. When I mentioned the bookstore, people are like, oh, is it an adult bookstore? No, it was a Walden bookstore. Oh, well, that's crazy. How does that happen? Well, it was in Oakland. Oh, it was in Oakland. Oh, I understand, Oakland. You know, there's a little racial subtext there. It's mainly class, but that class that happens to be in inner city DC and that happened to be in Oakland just also happened to have dark skin. But it really has to do more with being poor. It has to do with both. But now what's going on here in Portland also has to do with being poor and everything to do with being white has everything to do with being poor, and addicted and rejected and alienated and everything else. People who are me, only who haven't been able to stay afloat like I've stayed afloat is one way of looking at it. You know, they're mentally ill too, one way or another. They just haven't been able to stay afloat as well as I've stayed afloat. And some of them have a lot more aggression and violence than I will ever have or than I would ever express upon another. Some of them have no problem at all lying and stealing, which are things that I also seem to be completely unable to do. God damn it, why can't I be a dirtbag? But that's the thing. I have to, like the same people that I'm super jaded about aren't that different from me in a lot of ways, or people that I've known. they just are one step or a few steps sideways, below, whatever way you want to look at it, doesn't matter. But, you know, they're not getting the help that they need either. But they also don't need to make it my fucking problem. Because I'm still not getting the help that I need. And I'm not cussing at people. And I'm not shoving them. And I'm not scaring them. And I'm not being a bully. And I'm not painting swastikas. And I'm not threatening synagogues. I'm not rubbing dog feces on myself. Not today. So yeah, it's a fucking shitstorm. And I'm really, it's exhausting. Not just because it's daylight saving time. Single, not plural. It's exhausting being in a world or in a country this fucking rattled. Because like I said, seeing this in Portland, just the sheer meanness that comes from that kind of desperation of also just giving up and let it be somebody else's problem. Like I said, we're not so different, me and they. But the fact that it's happening here in Portland, where it's has such a rose-colored filter of being so progressive and liberal and all of that, it sucks. Makes me super grateful that I'm not in Alabama, and that I'm not in Oklahoma, and that I'm not in a lot of other places. And it makes me super grateful that I've got the safety skin of crackerness, even though it comes with a stupid vagina. But shit's fucked. I have no idea how it's going to end. I'm just going to hang on and see what's next. And should I look outside the window? What do you think? I don't think there's anything really going on. Oh, yeah, there are. Yeah, some guy and his kid. Oh, well. Okay. There you go. This is fascinating. Okay. All right. That's it. That's my episode. All right, bye.